Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Okay, let's let these words sink into our heart, get in our spirit for a moment. God is, of course, speaking to the prophet Isaiah, to his people, but it's in our scripture so it can edify us, it can grow us, it can challenge us, it can teach us. So it's as if God is speaking it directly to you. He's assuring you that his presence in your life is unwavering. And because that he is always there, you have boundless strength, not your own ability, his ability. So you could be discouraged, but he's saying, don't be. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. He says, don't be afraid, because fear should have no place in the life of a believer. Because we have Almighty God with us every step of the way, our constant companion, this ever-present help in time of trouble, we should not be intimidated, insecure, or afraid. How much of your life, how many limiting factors in your life are there because of fears? He's saying, you don't need to live that way anymore. I will be your God. And if discouragement comes, he says, I'm still here. I'm not disinterested. I'm not disconnected. I want to be intimately involved in every aspect of your life, because the one that holds the universe in his hands is walking hand in hand with you. He says, I'm going to strengthen you and help you, and I'm going to do it by my righteous right hand. In the Old Testament, he's just speaking about how the right hand of God is coming down on the earth. It's Jesus. He sits at the right hand of the Father. So this Old Testament prophetic promise is now our New Testament, New Covenant reality in Christ, is that he already holds us in victory, the victorious, righteous right hand. Jesus himself has you. He's with you, the one who conquered sin and death. So therefore, no obstacle can stand in your way. If it's God's calling on your life, he will empower you to overcome. And maybe despite your fears, you move forward from that place of holding hands with Jesus that secures your victory, that secures your peace, that secures every promise of God in your life. Where have you been discouraged? Where have you been afraid? Where have you maybe been in fear? Maybe it's in your relationships or what's going on in your family. Maybe it's your finances or even your physical health. He is saying, hey, stand firm with me on this promise. I'm not going anywhere. I'm with you, and we're going through what we're facing, and you're going to do it in victory and empowerment, because I am your God, and I'm holding you up with this victorious right hand that we've been given with Jesus. Let me lead you in a prayer. Simple prayer. Say this with me. Thank you, Jesus, that I already have the victory because you're with me. I choose not to be afraid. I choose not to be discouraged, because the one who died for me lives on the inside of me, and he is empowering me to live a life bigger than myself. Amen. Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand.